Can't Beat Raven.
$2,900 on the line today for Can't Beat Raven. Jen, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
If there was ever a good day to take Raven down, it's today because he is on tilt. He's all nervous. His son's getting married, and he's kind of frantic.
I'm kind of all over the place. So, good day to play.
All right, thanks.
Can you please ask him to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck. $2,900. Here we go.
All right. So Raven is walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. Jen, we're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, okay?
Okay.
Number 1, Travis Kelce debuted his first Tommy Hilfiger ad, and with him, his rumored new fluffy white puppy. How many cats does Taylor Swift famously have?
5.
Number 2, Kelly Clarkson said goodbye to her daytime talk show this week and sang the song Golden during her final Kellyoke segment. Golden is from what Netflix hit movie?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Number 3, Dolly Parton's estate announced a global festival that will happen over 2 weekends in 2 different locations next year. It's going to be called Dolly Fest. It's going to be held in Nashville and what other city?
Oh, God. L.A.? I don't know.
Number 4, Lionel Messi announced his retirement from the international team that he plays for. What country is that? The international team.
Argentina.
At number 5, after backlash over hateful statements he had made in the past, John Galliano pulled out of the Met Gala. Name one of the French fashion houses where he was the creative director.
Fendi. I have no idea.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Go.
Okay, here we go. 2 out of 5 for Jen.
Not great. Let's see how I do. Here we go.
Number 1, Travis Kelce debuted his first Tommy Hilfiger ad, and with them, his rumored new fluffy white puppy, who's also rumored to be named Wendy.
Okay.
How many cats does Taylor Swift famously have?
Is it 3?
Yes. Can you name them?
Olivia Benson.
Yep. Meredith Grey and Benjamin Button.
That's it. Meredith Grey. That one I knew. Benjamin Button, didn't know that.
Number 2, Kelly Clarkson said goodbye to her daytime talk show this week and sang the song Golden during her final Kellyoke segment.
All she does is win, man. I'm rooting for Kelly Clarkson, whatever she does.
She's wonderful. Golden is from what Netflix hit movie?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yep. Number 3, Dolly Parton's estate announced a global festival that will happen over 2 weekends in 2 different locations next year called Dolly Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville and what other city?
It's going to be London.
It is.
Jolly old London. We're going international, Dolly.
Number 4, Lionel Messi announced his retirement from the international team he plays for. What country is that? The international team.
Argentina, right?
Yep.
I call him Lionel, like Lionel Richie.
No, his name is...
Godspeed, Lionel.
Leo. It's Leo.
Well, listen.
It's Leo.
I call him what I want. You
Number
do what
5.
You want.
After backlash over hateful statements he made in the past, John Galliano pulled out of the Met Gala. Name one of the French fashion houses where he was the creative director.
I'll just guess Louis Vuitton.
No.
Gucci.
Christian Dior.
All right, Prada.
Givenchy, any of those I would have taken.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know who he is.
Jen, 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Oh, all right. Well, congratulations, Raven, and have fun at the wedding.
Thank you so much. $3,000. That's the jackpot when the game returns Tuesday, Anna.